Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi, Psalm 58. Today we learn Mizmor Nun Chet. Lamanatech al Tashchet v'David Nechtam, to the chief musician, al Tashchet v'Nechtam v'David. Another short psalm about evil with the title of al Tashchet, and it's also a Nechtam. In it, the psalmist begins by lashing out at the evildoers for their duplicitousness, their scheming, their corrupt hands, their venomous wrath, and their intransigence to listen to truth and justice. Ha'umnam elen tzedek tedaberun meisharim tishpitu b'nei adam. Af b'lev olot tifalun b'eretz chamas yidechem tifalesun. Do you indeed decree what is right? Do you judge it rightly? O you sons of men, but in your hearts you work wickedness, your hands deal out violence on the earth. Zor rushayim yirechem tau mibeten dovrei chasav. Chamat lamo kidmut chamat nachash kmo petem cheresh yatem ozno asher lo yishma lakom alachashim chover chavarim mechukam. The wicked go astray from the womb. They err from birth, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stops its ear, which will not listen to the voice of charmers or of the cunning enchanter. This poetry is powerful, creative, and melodious. Certainly the last verse, which says, "Lekom lachashim chover chavarim michukam." It's alliteration. But this diatribe against the evil conveys the intense emotion the psalmist feels against those who oppressed him and others at that time. Their words seem to be the most toxic, perhaps hinted to us by the metaphor of the snake's venom. Recall that the Nachash HaKadmon, the original serpent in Eden, used his words to confuse, discount, and dismiss the connection of Adam and Eve with God. Venom spewed reflects this in a terrifying manner. The psalm opens attacking the evil person in the first person, Nochach, with a litany of accusations, but then changes to a more removed attack on them, Nistar, speaking of the ills of the wicked men. It then pleads with God to give them their comeuppance, the punishment they deserve. It begins with their mouths, a measure for a measure. He then asks God to break their teeth, and uses quite flowery images to drive home that point. Elohim, hares shinemo befimo, maltaot kfirim netotz Adonai. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. The previous psalm used the image of a lion in a negative context. Here, too, he asks that the lion's fangs be crushed. Yimasu kmo mayim yitalachu lamod yidroch chitzav kmo yitmolalu. Let them melt away like the waters which run continuously. When he aims his arrows, let them be as if cut in pieces. Kmo shablul temes yaloch, nefil eshet bal chazu shemesh, v'terem yavinu sirotechem, atad kmo chai, kmo charon yisarenu. Like the slimy track of a snail which disappears, like the untimely births of a woman that do not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall sweep them away with the whirlwind, both the green and the burning. It is remarkable how many metaphors are employed to describe his feelings of anger and vengeance. One wonders what pain and sufferings he endured in order to gather so much creativity in his attack. He describes them as tiny lions, slimy snails, stillborn children, and then onto the plant worlds, thorn bushes, brambles. He desires them to melt, to be pierced, to be crushed and burnt. Whoa. In verse 10, he returns to address the evil ones directly, as if emboldened by his attack and ready to confront them. He then turns to the righteous who will rejoice in witnessing the vengeance. Yismach tzadik ki chazan akam pe'amav yirchatz b'dam harasha. Yes, I got excited about that because of the translation. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. V'yomar adam ach pri letzadik. So that a man shall say, truly there is a reward for the righteous. Truly there is a God who judges on earth. The imagery continues to shock with the second half of verse 11. Wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. It's a very harsh language, once again underlining the pain of the psalmist and the desire to see vengeance. God's ultimate justice prevailing. The final verse paints just that picture with the individual upon seeing what transpired, exclaiming that there is justice. There truly is one judge of the earth. The righteous will ultimately see the fruits of their sacrifice, and they will rejoice.